The 2004 presidential election is 18 months away. President Bush officially has opened his re-election campaign, and 9 Democrats have lined up to compete for their party's nomination. Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg and Republican pollster Bill McInturff surveyed the attitudes of likely voters for NPR leading up to last year's midterm election. Greenberg and McInturff recently completed their first joint survey for NPR for this election season. Depending on who's interpreting the data, this could be shaping up as another very close election or a substantial victory by President Bush. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The presidential election season begins with Republicans very confident and Democrats, at least for the moment, more downbeat. Our poll explains why. There are some very good signs for an incumbent president. A majority of Americans once again say the country is headed in the right direction, 53%, versus 39% who say it's on the wrong track. And 66% of the likely voters in our survey approved of the job President Bush is doing. Those results are consistent with other polling, but, says Republican pollster Bill McInturff, our survey also shows some changes in voters' concerns now that the war in Iraq is over.
When you were looking at political data, it's like someone hit a pause button in the VCR. And in that atmosphere, we said, let's hold off until we know the resolution of the war, and that it would be more clear how people react to that event and how they're looking forward to 2004. And I think this survey begins to do it. It tells us a lot about their feelings about George W. Bush, both good and bad. It tells you, I think, that Americans are feeling more secure after the resolution of the war, and in some ways that's kicking up concerns and focus on the economy. All of those things are we are becoming into view now 18 months from an election.
When asked whether the world is becoming safer for Americans or more dangerous, 58% said more dangerous, 17% said safer. That's an improvement from March when 71% said it was more dangerous and only 11% said safer. And when asked what concerned them more, the threat of terrorism or the slowdown of the economy, 68% chose the economy, only 28% chose terrorism. This is where Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg sees an opening for his party. Even at a time when President Bush has a halo from the war, says Greenberg, voters have doubts about his ability to get the economy moving again.
They talk very concretely about his tax cuts and the deficits, and there's a backdrop to understanding the president. You know, people know with these big deficits, these tax cuts, there are going to be trade-offs, there are going to be spending cuts at the same time that the economy is weak and there's little income and job growth. That is the heart of a critique of the president. The Democrats have got to articulate that, and they've got to articulate their own economic plan.
One of our respondents, independent voter Charles Loftus from Hendersonville, Tennessee, says the president's tax cuts do nothing for him.
I don't think it's done very well at all. Look at jobless rates. Look at how many people are unemployed. And then all this tax cut stuff. It's going to help the rich, and okay, the program stuff he cuts out, all it's going to do, roll it back to the states. So it's going to mean more taxes on me on a local level.
And Consuela Buckley, a homemaker in Southern California, isn't happy with the economy at all.
Well, the economy, I'd say, to put it politely, sucks. I see a lot of people losing jobs.
Buckley has 3 kids, so she will benefit from the president's tax cut, but that doesn't change her opinion of the president's performance on the economy.
I think he has no clue when it comes to people living day to day and struggling in order to make ends meet. Yes, we'll take that money, but we'll probably basically apply it to the gaps where our children are going to be missing out in the school funding.
But at this point in the election cycle, these voters are in the minority. Republican McInturff points to an important factor in the president's favor. 66% approve of his performance, but 44% approve of it very strongly.
They see him as a person of character who stands up for what he believes. They like him as a person. They see a very stable and solid marriage. There's a lot they like about him. And with a better economy and with those personal dimensions in place, I can see the signs here that says we could be equally likely to have a substantial Bush victory as we are to predict a very close election.
Clarence Gutierrez of Dallas, Texas, is retired. His support for George Bush is based as much on the president's character as his policies.
One of the things I like about him is the fact that so far, everything he said he was going to do, he's done. He doesn't pull any punches. He's kind of straightforward. He said he was going to get the tax cut in. He did it. He said he was going to do this deal with Homeland Security and the terrorist attacks. He was going to deal with that, and he has.
Connie Williams, a Border Patrol agent in Del Rio, Texas, is typical of a lot of voters in our survey who said they strongly approved of President Bush.
I like the fact that he's very, very down home. He seems to be just an average American citizen who happens to be president of the United States. You know, he's not afraid to admit that he's a religious man and that religion is a powerful part of his life. The patriotism just emanates from him. There is no doubt in your mind that he is an all-American boy.
To Bill McInturff, this kind of personal support is what could allow an incumbent president to defy the traditional rules of politics and win elections even in a bad economy. Throughout the midterm elections, McInturff and Greenberg's surveys for NPR showed consistently that voters were more concerned about the economy than terrorism and that they preferred Democrats' ideas on the economy to the president's. But still, the Republicans won big. Bill McInturff.
We had that kind of great unknown, which is, what does the world look like post 9/11? What does it look like when you have presidential approval in the mid-60s and off your election? And what happens when you have kind of this aura of the president's strength on this new dimension? How does it affect data? And at least the evidence in 2002 was, guess what? It's a pretty good counterweight to a lot of genuine concerns about the economy.
Analysts haven't completely figured out the effect of 9/11 on American politics, but it's clear that the terrorist attacks, the president's response to them, and the fact that Mr. Bush intends to run for re-election as the commander-in-chief of an ongoing war against terrorism will all be factors in the presidential race. On board the USS Abraham Lincoln in May, the president's language, referring to the war in Iraq as just one battle, was carefully chosen to convey that message.
My fellow Americans, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
And President Bush made it clear the war was far from over.
The Battle of Iraq is one victory in a war on terror that began on September the 11th, 2001. And still goes on.
But our survey had some surprising results about Iraq. The public was evenly divided about whether or not the war was a success and was worth the cost in U.S. lives and dollars. Stan Greenberg points out that 48% said it was a success and worth it. 48% said it wasn't.
In the aftermath of the war, even though they have, you know, the glow of victory, there's already those quite serious questions. I can see scenarios for the president getting into more difficulty, but most of the data in here, to me, screams out close election.
Greenberg points to what happened when voters were asked if the election were held today, who would they vote for, President Bush or the Democrat? Despite approval ratings in the 60s, only 50% chose the president. 35% chose the Democrat.
The president's numbers are likely to be exaggerated, particularly on any national security-related questions, before there is a Democratic nominee who has credentials to speak to these questions.
Of course, Greenberg is assuming the Democratic nominee will have strong national security credentials. That's an assumption Bill McInturff does not share.
Well, I'm, you know, as I, you know, I've been assuming ever since the attack that the Democrats would have a meltdown over the use of force and create a nominee who would be not credible as commander-in-chief. So
that's not going to happen.
Well, you know, but I've been saying it.
You've been saying it, but there's been no evidence that Democrats are going to have a candidate who's anything but going to be strong on
I can build the case right now, Stan.
In about 8 months from now, we'll know who the Democratic nominee is. Then the contest to decide which of these pollsters is reading the data right will begin. I'm Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Complete poll results are available at npr.org.